In this episode, we're going to talk a little bit about anger. Welcome to Creative Minds. I'm Chad Hall, and I have a question for you. Do you ever get pissed off for no reason? I mean, do you ever just walk around with this anger or irritation inside of you that you can't really place to a specific event or to a specific cause? And I don't mean this raging, violent hatred. I mean just anger, irritation, the kind of thing that makes you say things to people that you regret. The kind that makes you stew over things in your mind over and over again. I'm going to admit something to you. That's been me for the last 2 or 3 days. And I don't know why. I don't know what has been irritating me. And I also have to admit a certain amount of shame that comes with that. You know, after going through the whole process of redefining my purpose and renaming the company from Random Badassery to Holy Fool Productions, I was kind of riding high. I was just really light and everything felt, I guess the best word for it is everything felt wonderful. I felt inspired and in touch with so many things. And my friend Carlos calls that being on a higher frequency, operating on a higher frequency. So to go from that state to this state where everything is not in sync, where everything feels disharmonious, it brings with it a lot of shame because I start asking myself questions like, what did I do? How did I go from that to that? What did I do wrong? What did I lose? And this is kind of a process that I go through every day. Not the anger, but the questioning. If you've been around on this show long enough, you know that questions are a big part of what this is about. And that's because it's a big part of what I'm about. Questions. And Holy Fool Productions is about remembering to live in those questions. So what I do every day is I have this process of journaling. In a notebook that's specifically for this, I unofficially call it my question notebook. And I just sit down with a pencil and a cup of coffee and no headphones, nothing. I just sit down with the pencil, the paper, and the coffee, and I sit there until something pops in my mind, and then I ask a question. I write it on the paper. And now I'd love to tell you that this is a process of self-discovery and that I always figure out something. No, most of the time, the questions just lead to other questions. But I find something important in the process of running those questions through my head. You know, like today, asking myself, why am I angry? What is irritating me? Why am I feeling like this? And something about that process of just putting it on the paper, I guess you could say it makes something that's intangible into something tangible. And maybe in some way it helps me to find a way to deal with that. I don't know. But there's another journaling habit that I've also been doing recently, which is called Morning Pages. It comes from a book called The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron. And essentially, it's 3 longhand pages in a notebook. Longhand means written out with a pen or a pencil, for those of you unfamiliar with that term. And you're supposed to do those 3 pages the moment that you wake up, when you're still groggy. And it's not journaling, it's literally just dumping things out of your head onto the paper. And that's kind of all I know about those morning pages, because that book that I mentioned, I've never read it. So what I've also been doing in the last few days is starting to read that book and to figure out exactly what I've been doing, and even if I'm doing it quote-unquote right. So after I went through my questioning journaling today, I pulled out a copy of The Artist's Way and I started reading more of it. And there were a couple things that I connected with. And once again, I was not sure why I was connecting with them. You know, so much of what goes on inside of us internally is under our radar. It's part of the subconscious, I guess you could say. It's things that we haven't pieced together yet into a cohesive package. And the first quote from the Julia Cameron book, I actually posted this on an Instagram story. The first one that I connected with was, "Just remember in choosing that we often resist what we most need." And something you should know about the book, The Artist's Way, that I'm discovering as I'm reading it, is it's less of a traditional book and more of a workbook. It's a series of exercises that you're supposed to go through. It's a process. The book is a process, a creative unleashing process, I guess, is how she would describe it. I'm still in the introductory phases of this book, but when she's talking about the process, she's explaining how people go through it, because she teaches this in classes. She's seen a lot of people go through the process of this book. And she kind of describes it in a way that reminds me of the five stages of grief. And for those of you unfamiliar with the five stages of grief, it's a concept that was created by Elizabeth Kubler-Ross and David Kessler. And basically they say that when we go through grief, we go through five stages. And those five stages are denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. And basically she says when people start off, they start off in this phase of reading the book that they're defiant and giddy. And then that phase is closely followed, she says, by, quote, explosive anger in the course's midsection. And then that's followed by grief, and then alternating waves of resistance and hope. But that part connected with me again, because there's that anger. But it still hadn't clicked. It still hadn't really gelled into something that I could hold on to and understand. It wasn't until I read this quote that I'm going to read you right now. "To effective creative recovery, we must undergo a time of mourning. In dealing with the suicide of the nice self we have been making do with, we find a certain amount of grief to be essential. Our tears prepare the ground for our future growth. Without this creative moistening, we may remain barren. We must allow the bolt of pain to strike us. Remember, this is useful pain. Lightning illuminates." Hopefully that connects with some of you the way it connected with me. Because if you take those three pieces of things from this book and then this anger and these questions that I have, it didn't take the frustration and the irritation away from me. But what it did was allow me to see that maybe it's part of something bigger. That maybe I'm not being petty. That maybe I'm going through a phase of a larger process. And now that can be a part of a creative awakening, similar to what I've been going through personal change, which I've been going through. Could be the mixture of the two things. But I think that's something that I'm going to consider. It's a scope, it's a lens that I want to look through when I'm looking at these feelings. Instead of feeling that shame, I'm going to look at it as part of something, that maybe I'm moving towards something, that maybe, as Stephen Pressfield says in his book, The War of Art, maybe it's resistance that I'm up against. And please, I would love to hear from you guys. I'd love to hear either what you discover from maybe trying out something in this, or maybe just you want to share what's frustrating you or how you're feeling. You know, sometimes just sharing that can do something. It can spark some sort of change. And I'm not going to list all of the URLs and all of that right here. I'm just going to say that the links for all the social media and ways for you to connect and to send me responses will be in the notes for this show, made very easy for you right in your app. And I encourage you to share something that maybe you got from this episode with someone that you know, whether it's on social media or not, maybe just to their face. And if you want to help support Holy Fool and this show specifically, Creative Minds, you can sign up for a free Audible trial and get a free audiobook. Maybe you want to check out The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron, or maybe you want to check out Find Your Why by Simon Sinek, the book club book of the month. Going and signing up for that trial is a way to help support this and to get something maybe that helps you in some way, a book. But either way, going to audibletrial.com/holyfool is a great way to help support creative minds. Or you can just go to our Patreon page and support us directly there. And until next week, remember, we all have creative minds. So start listening to yours.